We have more now on the death of former Senator Jesse Helms. The North Carolina Republican spent 30 years in the U.S. Senate, where he became one of the most prominent conservatives in America. Jesse Helms died early today in his home state. He was 86. Joining us now is NPR's political editor, Ken Rudin. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning, Ari.
It seems as though nobody was indifferent to Senator Helms. What made him so beloved by conservatives and so reviled by liberals?
Well, I think you have it right. The fact is, you know, we will keep talking about flip-flops and how politicians change their positions. Jesse Helms never changed positions. He was not a compromiser. He didn't smile that much. And it often didn't matter if he won or not. It didn't matter if he won or lost. But he was true to his ideals. We talk about Ronald Reagan being a great conservative. But Ronald Reagan raised taxes. Reagan went back on some of his previous positions, not Jesse Helms.
Helms was more of an ideological purist than a pragmatist, it sounds like.
No question. I mean, he spent much of his 30 years in the Senate battling affirmative action and quotas and gays and communism and abortion. And he was a strong proponent of school prayer. He led the fight for the aid to the Contras in Nicaragua. There was no question of what side of the aisle, what side of the issue Jesse Helms was on.
In fact, he became nicknamed Senator No because of his opposition to so many of those things you just listed.
And yet he loved that. He loved that title. He said, well, you know, something, I stand for what I believe in, and you like me take me or leave me. But that's exactly the positions I take. And you just have to live with it. And a lot of people live with it, especially the voters in North Carolina for 30 years.
Tell me about that. How did he reflect sort of the changes in the South, in North Carolina and elsewhere? He was the first Republican senator elected from North Carolina in the 20th century.
Right. That was 1972 with Richard Nixon running for president for re-election. Back then, only John Tower of Texas and Strom Thurmond of South Carolina, they were the only Southern Republicans. And now you have two Republican senators in Mississippi, two in Georgia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Texas. The whole South has really changed. He basically was Richard Nixon's Southern strategy, even before there was a Southern strategy. And in many ways, you know, he was a Ronald Reagan Republican before Ronald Reagan became the Republican icon he is now.
I suppose it's difficult to talk about his role in the changing South without talking about race.
Well, that was always part of his, you know, if those who loved him and those who hated him, race was a big issue. There's one famous moment where he was up against Carol Moseley Braun, at the time, the only African-American senator. She was from Illinois. And when she defeated him in a procedural issue, he sang Dixie to her. He hummed it to her. So obviously race was a big part of him. He had a famous commercial where you saw a black hand taking away the job from a white hand. He used race very effectively. But again, the name of the game in North Carolina was race. It split on blacks and whites, liberals, conservatives. He really only won by 53%. But obviously, appealing to racial pride, appealing against quotas and things like that helped his career.
Just briefly, in the big picture, how do you think Jesse Helms will be remembered?
Well, you know, as you said from the beginning, conservatives loved him, liberals hated him. And I think that will be his epilogue from day out right now.
Thanks a lot, Ken.
Thanks, Ari.
That's NPR's political editor, Ken Rudin, speaking with us about Jesse Helms, the former senator from North Carolina. Helms died today in his home state. He was 86 years old. This is NPR News.